Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast on the 16th of April, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank, joined today by Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller on the news, including a Fort Wayne farmer joining us trying to get planting season underway during a rainy spring so far, and looking at the importance of nitrogen to corn yield. The HAT podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online, ffbt.com. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin tells us how much more of that rain we can expect on what should be a moderate warm-up today from yesterday. And the Wednesday corn and bean markets follow the wheat market lower. We'll have settlements and Arlen Suderman market commentary on the HAT Wednesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local community. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Trying to get that planter rolling and having the nitrogen there when you need it. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News. Cold, wet weather has kept many Indiana corn and soybean producers from starting spring planting. C.J. Miller checks in with a Fort Wayne farmer who says he's hoping to get started here soon.
You know, the struggle here on an Indiana spring in northeast Indiana is real.
And that's Don Weiss, a corn and soybean producer from Allen County. He's also on the executive committee for the United Soybean Board.
We're ready and have the equipment all hooked up, ready to go out the door, like a lot of the farmers in this area. But I think at this point, likely will be next week at this point, depending on what Mother Nature gives us in the line of rain and moisture.
And that rain and moisture has already been the first big issue this year.
We had the rivers here in northeast Indiana out of their banks, and so the soils are drying out now as we've had a few days here with not much moisture, but we received a couple, three, even some isolated cases higher than 3 inches out of that rain event that went through last week. And so we're still drying out up this way in a lot of places.
We says the second issue has been the cooler temperatures.
We're watching that because we have cover crops on our farm and we're looking for active growth before we try to terminate those here to get ready for planting. And temperatures still with these cool nights have been, as far as soil temperatures, you know, keeping them in the low to mid 40 range is what we've seen so far.
So what advice does Weiss have for other corn and soybean producers across the state?
When we look at the calendar, it's still early yet. We can do a good job, and we've had to work through some wet springs in this area of the state the last couple of years, and in the end we've had overall average to above average yields. So today's equipment is set up to take advantage of the window of opportunity when it's presented. So just wait for that soil to get into the right condition and have at it.
Check out my full conversation with Fort Wayne farmer Don Weiss. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
Nitrogen management, one of life's biggest mysteries, right? Well, two things that aren't a mystery. Nitrogen is necessary for maximum corn yield, and
nitrogen is not a cheap investment. You know, we're facing a year here with tough commodity prices, expenses are still high, nitrogen being one of those. You know, you're going to be thinking about spending upwards of $100 an acre this year for a nitrogen investment on a corn acre. We want to make sure we get all that nitrogen in our corn plant as much as we can.
That's Andrew Lusum, nitrogen stabilizer specialist for Corteva. He says it's about making sure that the nitrogen is there when the corn plant needs it. And that's where stabilizers can help.
We sell two products, Enserve and Instinct. I think the largest thing we try to do, right, is keep that nitrogen in the ammonium form as long as we can. When it's in the ammonium form, it's stable to the soil, right, because it's a positive charge. Soils are negatively charged. It's reasons why we don't ever talk about ammonium in the water, but we talk about nitrates in the water. Corn can utilize both, right? So we want to make sure we're keeping a form that we can keep it around.
Lusum says proven stabilizers like the ones from Corteva help keep nitrogen where it needs to be longer, especially between V8 and tassel, when the plant really needs it to be high-yielding corn.
Nitrification is a biological process. Soil temperatures drive that, right? The warmer the soil temperatures, the faster that process happens. And so that's when you use a proven stabilizer like Enserve and Instinct. We keep it in the root zone longer. We have 16% less leaching is kind of the rough rule of thumb. But by doing that, we hold on to that nitrogen for that additional time period. So even when we're talking side dress applications or late spring applications, it works because we're not allowing that nitrogenous bacteria to just convert that nitrogen rapidly.
Learn more about Instinct and InServe at Corteva.us. There's a link on our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we move through your Wednesday, things not looking too shabby. A little bit warmer today versus yesterday. That's due to two things. First of all, the cold core of that blast that hit the Great Lakes yesterday is moving eastward. But secondly, we're starting to see some south flow try and develop. The south flow really takes control for tomorrow. So a mix of clouds and sunshine today, not as cold as yesterday. Tomorrow, milder with sun followed by increasing clouds. Probably have to watch for a little bit of moisture to try and get into the Hoosier State overnight tomorrow night into early Friday. Most of that's going to be in the north. We don't see a huge rain total, but we see a little bit. And then later for the Friday night into Saturday time frame, we've got a frontal boundary sagging through that brings rain. I think the moisture is done Saturday by morning to midday in the north, and in southern Indiana, we probably see it linger into the overnight, but done early Easter Sunday morning. Anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain out of that. The balance of Easter Sunday stays dry. And then we have a monster storm complex to our west that tries to move through for Monday the 21st. That frontal boundary doesn't get us under the core of the biggest rain. So I think that we're going to be seeing an additional quarter to three quarters of an inch here. Maybe some strong thunderstorms. But to our north, the upper Midwest and Michigan are going to get plowed with big time rains. Behind that, we're dry for about a day and a half before our next weather system shows up at midweek, Wednesday the 23rd. Anywhere from a tenth to three quarters of an inch out of that one. Take another day and a half break or so, and we have another massive rain system for the weekend of the 26th and 27th. Could see some heavy rains in that time frame. With 2 days in between weather events, it really is going to come down to whether you can miss one of those as to if you can get in the field or not. Because if we see rain, even if it's just light rain, every couple of days, I just don't think we're going to be seeing planting start en masse anytime soon. It really will depend on if you can miss at least one of these threats that we have over the next 10 days. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Every piece of equipment tells a story. The combine that helped build a family farm, the excavator that shaped communities. These aren't just machines. They're chapters in someone's journey. At Purple Wave Auction, we understand that selling your equipment means trusting us with your legacy. And when you're buying, you're not just getting a machine, you're becoming part of this continuing story. From farm to farm, job site to job site, we help write the next chapter. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Nearby corn and beans sell off following the wheat market lower. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Farm Market Review. I'll have all the final numbers momentarily. We begin, though, with market analysis from Arlen Suderman of StoneX. I chatted with Arlen right near the end of the session. Mostly lower on Tuesday, even though we had a higher start in the soybean futures market. Deferred contracts are higher in corn, Arlen, as we speak. But let's begin with soybeans. Some pressure there. Where's it coming from?
Yeah, we saw a little bit more strength in the deferred contracts for both corn and soybeans, and that seems to reflect the heightened expectations of weather risk in the Midwest this summer. Many forecasters are calling for elevated risks of hot, dry weather west of the Mississippi River, and fund managers seem to want to have some ownership in those markets just in case that turns out to be the case. Otherwise, general weakness in the market on soybeans, expectations that we're going to see an increased supply of soybeans, soy meal, and soy oil on the market here over the next couple of months due to Argentina's harvest and recent policy changes over the weekend that are designed to encourage farmers and crush facilities to sell onto the export market. And then the corn market expectations we're going to see general weakness there as well. On the wheat side, we have rain in the forecast for dry areas of the central and southern plains for this coming remaining days of this week. If those rains fall, they would be very timely for the developing wheat crop in order to maintain yield potential. If they fail, then we'll likely see escalating weather risk conditions.
Speaking of soybeans, the NOPA crush number out, was it supportive in any way today?
It was modestly supportive. It came in at the low end of the trade expectations. That low end of the trade expectations was my estimate, I might say. So it generally fell short of where we need to be, though, to hit USDA's target. USDA raised its crush target by 10 million bushels last week in its monthly crop report. And we interpreted that as perhaps USDA knowing that EPA is planning on coming out next month with the stronger biomass diesel production estimate. But we need to see that happen. Otherwise, we're going to continue to fall short with right now the marketing year crush to date falling short of the seasonal pace we need to be on to hit that target by that 10 million bushels.
Soybeans seem to be an issue when you look at exports, especially to China. What about the flip side and corn? It seems to be a different picture there.
Yeah, export inspections this week in corn were among the highest of the last 5 years on a weekly basis. As the demand continues to be strong, Mexico, our primary buyer there, but a number of customers continuing to buy our corn. We're the only market supply in the town, so to speak, right now, although Argentina is really ramping up its harvest, and we anticipate its supplies to be available shortly.
Spring planting, and will that continue to take maybe a larger share of what the trade focuses on?
Yeah, I do think that it will. We saw corn planting progress as of Sunday at 4%. It's slightly below last year in the five-year average, but it's very early. We anticipate active planting where possible, where soil temperatures allow it this week. And then we go into a wetter pattern over much of the Midwest going over the next 2 weeks. And depending on how long that wet pattern holds, we could start seeing some weather premium added back to these markets because of delayed plantings, particularly once we turn the calendar to the month of May.
Arlen Suderman of StoneX and StoneX.com. The markets are powered by Purple Wave Auction. Purple Wave makes buying and selling used ag equipment easy. For more information, visit purplewave.com. On the Hat Tuesday market review, down 3.75. May corn, 481.25. July down 3.25, 489.5. Badise goes up 2.25, 464.25. A nickel and 3/4 lower for the May beans, 1036. July 1046.5, 3.75 off, but 1.25 higher. Novi, 1029.75. And May wheat, 542, a nickel and a half lower. The meat's mostly higher. June live cattle, 199.80, up 72. And June lean hogs, 95.17, up, but only a nickel. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.